You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. Hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. This trendy feature is all about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Goss Col is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the football world. We all know that. But I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and you have to sit in a health and safety meeting. Oh, with Derek, the health and safety officer, who is adamant you shouldn't be chucking staplers around the office. Well, you know what, Derek? Bore off, because Stacey asked me for the stapler. What was I going to do? Walk over there and give it her? No, that's not me. I had to chuck it at her. I was on the other side of the room, Derek. Once that meeting is over, and you've got to, well... go back to work, obviously after your tea break, after the meeting, you have a decision. You have a decision to make, whether you should crack on with some proper work or whether you should scroll the BBC Gossip Column. We all know you picked the BBC Gossip Column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided to do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC Gossip Column. So, Football Hour friends, so... Goss Pickers, here is your top 10. In at number 10, the New Shopper newspaper, whoever they are, say Crystal Palace are interested in signing Liverpool outcast Danny Ings on loan in January, but face competition from three Premier League clubs. Nine in the charts, Sky Sports News state Manchester United and Arsenal are monitoring Marco Reus's situation at Borussia Dortmund. At eight, the Daily Star are telling us lies again, saying Liverpool will make a move for PSG forward Julian Draxler if Philippe Coutinho leaves Anfield. Straight in at seven, Spanish press announced Real Madrid president Florentino Perez says it would take a massive $223 million to prize Tottenham striker Harry Kane away from Spurs. Highest new entry at six, the Daily Star shout that former Everton defender Alan Stubbs thinks Ross Barkley will leave Goodison Park but would struggle to get in either Arsenal or Tottenham's team. Into the top five, the Sunny Boys at The Sun say Everton want to hijack Leicester's move to make Burnley's Sean Dyche their new manager. Sorry about that. Sean Dyche, mate. How does Sean Dyche do it? At four, the Indy Cindy boys at The Independent state Arsene Wenger and the Arsenal board will be asked at Thursday's annual general meeting to make a final decision on the club's managerial future after the end of the season. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Sun say Real Madrid are targeting Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino as successor to Zinedine Zidane. At number 2, the Star boys announce Real Madrid and Spain forward Marco Asensio is open to a move to Manchester United if he is not given a more important role at the Bernabeu. And our number 1... gossip from the BBC Gossip Column this week is... it's all the way from the Daily Mail. And the gossip is... Liverpool are prepared to let Brazil midfielder Philippe Coutinho go to Barcelona in January. Oh yes, people. This chart show should just be named Pick of the Coutinho. He gets a mention... he has got a mention every single time I've done this feature. I've done it about 15 times now. And Coutinho is always in it. Okay. Let's come back after a short little break and we will analyse that pick of the goss a little further.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, goss pickers. Welcome back to the show. I didn't go anywhere. Don't worry about it. I'm here. Alex is here with a warm football hug just to say everything will be all right. I'm going to talk about football. So... before the break, we were doing Pick of the Goss. Now, I'm going to look into further. I'm going to get my binoculars and look further into this speculation from the newspaper world. So, at number 10, the News Shopper. When I saw this on the BBC Gossip column, I was like, what on earth is the News Shopper? Apparently, it's a newspaper. I've never heard of it. I think you're going to go under. Now, that's not very nice, is it? But their journalists say Crystal Palace are interested in signing Danny Ings from Liverpool. Do they need Danny Ings? If Danny Ings was fit and firing, yeah, take Danny Ings. It'd be a good player for you. But Danny Ings hasn't been fit in over a year. So, do you want to bring a player who's not match fit into your club when you're in a relegation battle? Guess what the answer is? No. Number nine, Man United and Arsenal are monitoring Marco Reus's situation at Borussia Dortmund. That's Sky Sports News for you. What does that even mean? What on earth does that mean? Arsenal and Man United are monitoring Marco Reus's situation. What, like, whether he turns up to training on time, whether he's got the right kit, or do you mean transfer-wise? I think they mean transfer-wise. I don't know what it means. I think that guy's been injured as well, so it's just weird, stupid speculation plucked out of the air. Number eight, the Daily Star. Oh, thank you, Daily Star. You always have the truth for us. They say Liverpool will make a move for PSG forward Julian Draxler if Philippe Coutinho leaves. Well, Draxler, would he want to leave PSG and go to Liverpool? PSG, chance of winning the Champions League? I wouldn't. I'd wait to the end of the season. Straight in at seven. Oh, Spanish press is saying Real Madrid are after Harry Kane, but they're going to have to splash and slap down 220-odd million. The guy, if Neymar's going for that price, no, is Harry Kane's not as good as Neymar, is he? No, he's not as good as Neymar, but he's getting to it. He is so good. And he would cost, if a club wanted to buy Harry Kane, which I don't think they will, unless it probably is Real Madrid, they would have to splash down 200 million. Splash down. Love that. Imagine Florentino Perez just walked into Tottenham board. Splash down 200 million. Okay, give me Harry Kane. Highest new entry. Alan Stubbs, former Everton defender, says Ross Barkley wouldn't get in the Arsenal-Tottenham team, but he still thinks he's going to leave Goodison Park. Yeah, who knows? Ross Barkley might get back into the Everton side now. Koeman's left, but still wants to leave in January. What has happened to Barkley? What has happened to him? He was like, he was going to be the next England hope. He was going to be our Dele Alli, but Dele Alli came, and then now Ross Barkley isn't Dele Alli anymore. The Sun say Everton wants Sean Dyche. Would Sean Dyche do well at Everton? He's a great manager, but Everton just don't have the same players that Sean Dyche can mould and manipulate into a Sean Dyche team. They've got quite slow players. Sean Dyche likes to play on the counter-attack. I'm not sure I can see that happening, but it would be tempting for him. Independents say Arsenal and Arsene Wenger need to decide by next Thursday, before their AGM, whether he'll be staying after next season. I just think it's just another wasted season at Arsenal. I really do already. It's a shame. Into number three. Real Madrid are targeting Mauricio Pochettino if Zidane leaves. But why would Zidane leave? Where's he going? Where on earth would Zidane go? Other than Juventus, maybe, to manage? But he's just won two Champions League back-to-back. I don't think he needs to go anywhere. No. Well, it'd be tight on Spurs if they nick Harry Kane and then Pochettino. Number two, Manchester United want to get Marco Asensio. Well, he's 21 years old. Why would Real Madrid let him go to Man United? Why would you want to go, mate? You're the future Real Madrid. Stay at there. Stay there. You don't want to go to Man United and you'll end up playing right back in a Mourinho bus. No one wants that. Number one, Liverpool are prepared to let Brazil midfielder Philippe Coutinho go. Why'd I put this as my number one? I think I put this as my number one so I could finish Pick of the Goss going, why do I have to keep talking about Philippe Coutinho? It's so boring. Can the papers think of something else to talk about other than Coutinho? Just make up something else. Say Messi is joining Burnley, or Neymar is bored at PSG and wants to join Leeds United. Is that actually happening? No, of course it's not. But I'm so bored of Coutinho chat. That's it. I'm banning Coutinho from Pick of the Goss. Yeah, that's it. I'm putting my foot down. That is the last we are going to hear of Coutinho on Pick of the Goss until he leaves or he stays. Okay, that's it. Pick of the Goss is done.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right.
right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting, and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on the Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at the Football Hour and DM us your details. I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.